how I sort of think the mobile studio came into existence was the concept of you don't know who you're not hearing from. So by being on campus, we're so well suited to support the learning and interactions of students. And we have tons of community members who will make the trek up to the station and have for the 40, 41, 42 years we've been on FM and prior to that. But yeah, I think that spaces maybe can get into these patterns of accessibility looking like ramps and elevators without considering the sort of social piece of accessibility. And if whole spaces can feel like a barrier, either where they physically are or by the nature of them, like perhaps it's the fact that it's a university and you have some past relationships with those institutions. Maybe it's the cost of transportation or parking, and maybe it's your lifestyle that you can't get up to the same place every week at the same time. But I think for me, the drive has been to constantly try to think of who I haven't thought of yet. And I don't know if that's like, it's a challenge for sure. But it's like also the most rewarding part. But I think that maybe what makes it tricky is you're trying to constantly make new programs that aren't based on assumptions about people you haven't met yet, but you're trying to make them for people to attract more people. And so there's this constant kind of starting over and over again. But I think it's been really successful. Like in my time, I've only started in maybe 2015, but I first set foot in CFRU in the year 2000. So I've spent the better part of 21 years watching and listening to what I thought CFRU was, and certainly saw a lot more voices and a lot more different types of faces and demographics become included when we started going into senior centers and neighborhood groups and elementary schools. So yeah, that's where I first felt meaningfully included in the climate of CFRU. The posting of that position was like, hey, I'm a single mom. I can't do radio as it's described before this. And now I can see where it fits in to my life. And so, yeah, that was a really huge turning point for me personally, and I think for the station as a whole.